possible only insofar as Dasein, as being, is always coming towards itself, that is to say, insofar as it is futural in its being in general. Anticipatory resoluteness understands Dasein in its own essential being guilty. This understanding means that in existing one takes over being guilty. It means being the throne basis of nullity. But taking over thrownness signifies being Dasein authentically as it already was. Taking over thrownness, however, is possible only in such a way that the futural Dasein can be its ownmost as it already was. That is to say, it's been, sein gewesen. Only insofar as Dasein is, as an I am, as having been, can Dasein come towards itself futurally in such a way that it comes back. As authentically futural, Dasein is authentically as having been. Anticipation of one's uttermost and ownmost possibility is coming back understandingly to one's ownmost been. Only so far as it is futural can Dasein be authentically as having been. The character of having been arises in a certain way from the future. Anticipatory resoluteness discloses the current situation of the there in such a way that existence in taking action is circumspectively concerned with what is factically ready to hand environmentally. Resolute being alongside what is ready to hand in the situation, that is to say, taking action, in such a way as to let one encounter what has presence environmentally, is possible only by making such an entity present, only as the present, Gegenwart, in the sense of making present, can resoluteness be what it is, namely letting itself be encountered undisguisedly by that which it seizes upon in taking action. Coming back to itself futurally, resoluteness brings itself into the situation by making present. The character of having been arises from the future, and in such a way that the future which has been, or better, which is in the process of having been, releases from itself the present. This phenomenon has the unity of a future which makes present in the process of having been. We designate it as temporality. Only insofar as Dasein has the definite character of temporality, is the authentic potentiality for being a whole of anticipatory resoluteness, as we have described it, made possible for Dasein itself. Temporality reveals itself as the meaning of authentic care. The phenomenal content of this meaning, drawn from the state of being of anticipatory resoluteness, fills in the signification of the term temporality. In our terminological use of this expression, we must hold ourselves aloof from all those significations of future, past, and present, which thrust themselves upon us from the ordinary conception of time. This holds also for conceptions of a time which is subjective or objective, immanent or transcendent. Inasmuch as Dasein understands itself in a way which, proximally and for the most part, is inauthentic, we may suppose that time, as ordinarily understood, does indeed represent a genuine phenomenon, but one which is derivative, ein abkünftiges. It arises from inauthentic temporality, which has a source of its own. The conceptions of future, past, and present have first arisen in terms of the inauthentic way of understanding time. In terminologically delimiting the primordial and authentic phenomena which correspond to these, we have to struggle against the same difficulty which keeps all ontological terminology in its grip. When violences are done in this field of investigation, they are not arbitrary, but have a necessity grounded in the facts. If, however, we are to point out without gaps in the argument how inauthentic temporality has its source in temporality, which is primordial and authentic, the primordial phenomenon, which we have described only in a rough-and-ready fashion, must first be worked out correctly. If resoluteness makes up the mode of authentic care, and if this itself is possible only through temporality, then the phenomenon at which we have arrived by taking a look at resoluteness must present us with only a modality of temporality by which, after all, care as such is made possible. Dasein's totality of being as care means ahead of itself, already being in a world, as being alongside entities encountered within the world. When we first fixed upon this articulated structure, we suggested that with regard to this articulation, the ontological question must be pursued still further back until the unity of the totality of this structural manifoldness has been laid bare. The primordial unity of the structure of care lies in temporality. The ahead of itself is grounded in the future, in the being already in. The character of having been is made known. Being alongside becomes possible in making present. While the ahead includes the notion of a before, neither the before in the ahead nor the already is to be taken in terms of the way time is ordinarily understood. This has been automatically ruled out by what has been said above. With this before, we do not have in mind in advance of something, das vorher, in the sense of not yet now but later. The already is just as far from signifying no longer now but earlier. If the expressions before and already were to have a time-oriented, zeithafte signification such as this, and they can have this signification too, then to say that care has temporality would be to say that it is something which is earlier and later, not yet and no longer. Care would then be conceived as an entity which occurs and runs its course in time. The being of an entity having the character of Dasein would become something present at hand. If this sort of thing is possible, then any time-oriented signification, which the expressions we have mentioned may have, must be different from this. The before and the ahead indicate the future as of a sort which would make it possible for Dasein to be such that its potentiality for being is an issue. Self-projection upon the for the sake of oneself is grounded in the future and is an essential characteristic of existentiality. The primary meaning of existentiality is the future. Likewise, with the already, we have in view the existential, temporal meaning of the being of that entity, which, in so far as it is already something that has been thrown. Only because care is based on the character of having been, can Dasein exist as the thrown entity which it is. As long as Dasein factically exists, it is never past, vergangen, but it always is indeed as already having been, in the sense of the I am as having been. And only as long as Dasein is, can it be as having been. On the other hand, we call an entity past when it is no longer present at hand. Therefore, Dasein, in existing, can never establish itself as a fact, which is present at hand, arising and passing away in the course of time, with a bit of it past already. Dasein never finds itself except as a thrown fact. In the state of mind in which it finds itself, Dasein is assailed by itself as the entity which it still is and already was, that is to say, which it constantly is as having been. The primary existential meaning of facticity lies in the character of having been. In our formulation of the structure of care, the temporal meaning of existentiality and facticity is indicated by the expressions before and already. On the other hand, we lack such an indication for the third item which is constitutive for care, the being alongside which falls. This should not signify that falling is not also grounded in temporality. It should instead give us a hint that making present as the primary basis for falling into the ready-to-hand and present at hand with which we concern ourselves remains included in the future and in having been, and is included in these in the mode of primordial temporality. When resolute, Dasein has brought itself back from falling, and has done so precisely in order to be more authentically there in the moment of vision, as regards the situation which has been disclosed. Temporality makes possible the unity of existence, facticity and falling, and in this way constitutes primordially the totality of the structure of care. The items of care have not been pieced together cumulatively any more than temporality itself has been put together in the course of time, mit der Zeit, out of the future, the having been in the present. Temporality is not an entity at all. It is not, but it temporalizes itself. Nevertheless, we cannot avoid saying, temporality is the meaning of care. Temporality is defined in such and such a way. The reason for this can be made intelligible only when we have clarified the idea of being and that of the is in general. Temporality temporalizes, and indeed it temporalizes possible ways of itself. These make possible the multiplicity of Dasein's modes of being, and especially the basic possibility of authentic or inauthentic existence. The future, the character of having been, and the present, show the phenomenal characteristics of the towards oneself, the back to, and the letting oneself be encountered by. The phenomena of the towards, the to, and the alongside make temporality manifest as the ecstatikon, pure and simple. Temporality is the primordial outside of itself, in and for itself. We therefore call the phenomena of the future the character of having been, and the present the ecstasies of temporality. Temporality is not, prior to this, an entity which first emerges from itself. Its essence is a process of temporalizing in the unity of the ecstasies. What is characteristic of the time, which is accessible to the ordinary understanding, consists, among other things, precisely in the fact that it is a pure sequence of nows, without beginning and without end, in which the ecstatical character of primordial temporality has been leveled off. But this very leveling off, in accordance with its existential meaning, is grounded in the possibility of a definite kind of temporalizing, in conformity with which temporality temporalizes as inauthentic the kind of time we have just mentioned. If, therefore, we demonstrate that the time, which is accessible to Dasein's common sense, is not primordial, but arises rather from authentic temporality, then, in accordance with the principle a potiori fit denominatio, we are justified in designating as primordial time the temporality which we have now laid bare. In enumerating the ecstasies, we have always mentioned the future first. We've done this to indicate that the future has a priority in the ecstatical unity of primordial and authentic temporality. This is so even though temporality does not first arise through a cumulative sequence of the ecstasies, but in each case temporalizes itself in their equiprimordiality. But within this equiprimordiality, the modes of temporalizing are different. The difference lies in the fact that the nature of the temporalizing can be determined primarily in terms of the different ecstasies. Primordial and authentic temporality temporalizes itself in terms of the authentic future, and in such a way that in having been futurally, it first of all awakens the present. The primary phenomenon of primordial and authentic temporality is the future. The priority of the future will vary according to the ways in which the temporalizing of inauthentic temporality itself is modified. But it will still come to the fore even in the derivative kind of time. Care is being towards death. We have defined anticipatory resoluteness as authentic being towards the possibility which we have characterized as Dasein's utter impossibility. In such being towards its end, Dasein exists in a way which is authentically whole, as that entity which it can be when thrown into death. This entity does not have an end at which it just stops, but it exists finitely. The authentic future is temporalized primarily by that temporality which makes up the meaning of anticipatory resoluteness. It thus reveals itself as finite. But does not time go on in spite of my own no longer Dasein? And can there not be an unlimited number of things which still lie in the future and come along out of it? We must answer these questions affirmatively. In spite of this, they do not contain any objections to the finitude of primordial temporality, because this is something which is no longer handled by these at all, The question is not about everything that still can happen in a time that goes on, or about what kind of letting come towards oneself we can encounter out of this time, but about how coming towards oneself is, as such, to be primordially defined. Its finitude does not amount primarily to a stopping, but is a characteristic of temporalization itself. The primordial and authentic future is the towards oneself, to oneself, existing as the possibility of nullity, the possibility which is not to be outstripped. The ecstatical character of the primordial future lies precisely in the fact that the future closes one's potentiality for being. That is to say, the future itself is closed to one, and as such it makes possible the resolute existentiel understanding of nullity. Primordial and authentic coming towards oneself is the meaning of existing in one's ownmost nullity. In our thesis that temporality is primordially finite, we're not disputing that time goes on. We're simply holding fast to the phenomenal character of primordial temporality, a character which shows itself in what is projected in Dasein's primordial existential projecting. The temptation to overlook the finitude of the primordial and authentic future, and therefore the finitude of temporality, or alternatively to hold a priori, that such finitude is impossible, arises from the way in which the ordinary understanding of time is constantly thrusting itself to the fore. If the ordinary understanding is right in knowing a time which is endless, and in knowing only this, it has not yet been demonstrated that it also understands this time and its infinity. What does it mean to say, time goes on or time keeps passing away? What is the signification of in time in general and of the expressions in the future and out of the future in particular? In what sense is time endless? Such points need to be cleared up if the ordinary objections to the finitude of primordial time are not to remain groundless. But we can clear them up effectively only if we have obtained an appropriate way of formulating the question as regards finitude and infinitude. Such a formulation, however, arises only if we view the primordial phenomenon of time understandingly. The problem is not one of how the derived abgeleitete infinite time, in which the Redeterhand arises and passes away, becomes primordial finite temporality. The problem is rather that of how inauthentic temporality arises out of finite authentic temporality, and how inauthentic temporality, as inauthentic, temporalizes an infinite time out of the finite. Only because primordial time is finite can the derived time temporalize itself as infinite. In the order in which we get things into our grasp through the understanding, the finitude of time does not become fully visible until we have exhibited endless time, so that these may be contrasted. Our analysis of primordial temporality up to this point may be summarized in the following theses. Time is primordial as the temporalizing of temporality, and as such it makes possible the constitution of the structure of care. Temporality is essentially ecstatical. Temporality temporalizes itself primordially out of the future. Primordial time is finite. However, the interpretation of care as temporality cannot remain restricted to the narrow basis obtained so far, even if it has taken us the first steps along our way in viewing Dasein's primordial and authentic being a whole. The thesis that the meaning of Dasein is temporality must be confirmed in the concrete content of this entity's basic state, as it has been set forth. Section 66. Dasein's temporality and the tasks arising therefrom of repeating the existential analysis in a more primordial manner. Not only does the phenomenon of temporality which we have laid bare demand a more widely ranging confirmation of its constitutive power, but only through such confirmation will it itself come into view as regards the basic possibilities of temporalizing. The demonstration of the possibility of Dasein's state of being on the basis of temporality will be designated in brief, though only provisionally, as the temporal interpretation. Our next task is to go beyond the temporal analysis of Dasein's authentic potentiality for being a whole, and a general characterization of the temporality of care, so that Dasein's inauthenticity may be made visible in its own specific temporality. Temporality first showed itself in anticipatory resoluteness. This is the authentic mode of discloseness, though discloseness maintains itself for the most part in the inauthenticity with which the they fawningly interprets itself. In characterizing the temporality of discloseness in general, we are led to the temporal understanding of that concernful being in the world which lies closest to us, and therefore of the average undifferentiatedness of Dasein, from which the existential analytic first took its start. We have called Dasein's average kind of being, in which it maintains itself, proximally and for the most part, everydayness. By repeating the earlier analysis, we must reveal everydayness in its temporal meaning, so that the problematic included in temporality may come to light, and the seemingly obvious character of the preparatory analyses may completely disappear. Indeed, confirmation is to be found for temporality in all the essential structures of Dasein's basic constitution. Yet this will not lead to running through our analyses again superficially and schematically in the same sequence of presentation. The course of our temporal analysis is directed otherwise. It is to make plainer the interconnection of our earlier considerations and to do away with whatever is accidental and seemingly arbitrary. Beyond these necessities of method, however, the phenomenon itself gives us motives which compel us to articulate our analysis in a different way when we repeat it. The ontological structure of that entity which in each case I myself am centers in the self-subsistence, Selbstständigkeit of existence. Because the self cannot be conceived either as substance or as subject, but is grounded in existence, our analysis of the inauthentic self, the they, has been left wholly in tow of the preparatory interpretation of Dasein. Now that selfhood has been explicitly taken back into the structure of care and therefore of temporality, the temporal interpretation of self-constancy and non-self-constancy acquires an importance of its own. This interpretation needs to be carried through separately and thematically. However, it not only gives us the right kind of insurance against the paralogisms and against ontologically inappropriate questions about the being of the I in general, but it provides at the same time, in accordance with its central function, a more primordial insight into the temporalization structure of temporality, which reveals itself as the historicality of Dasein. The proposition Dasein is historical is confirmed as a fundamental existential ontological assertion. This assertion is far removed from the mere ontical establishment of the fact that Dasein occurs in a world history. But the historicality of Dasein is the basis for a possible kind of historiological understanding, which in turn carries with it the possibility of getting a special grasp of the development of historiology as a science. By interpreting everydayness and historicality temporally, we shall get a steady enough view of primordial time to expose it as the condition which makes the everyday experience of time both possible and necessary. As an entity for which its being is an issue, Dasein utilizes itself primarily for itself, verwendet sich für sich selbst, whether it does so explicitly or not. Proximally, and for the most part, care is circumspective concern. In utilizing itself for the sake of itself, Dasein uses itself up. In using itself up, Dasein uses itself, that is to say, its time. In using time, Dasein reckons with it. Time is first discovered in the concern, which reckons circumspectively. And this concern leads to the development of a time reckoning. Reckoning with time is constitutive for being in the world. Concernful circumspective discovering, in reckoning with its time, permits those things which we have discovered. and which are ready to hand or present at hand to be encountered in time. Thus, entities within the world become accessible as being in time. We call the temporal attribute of entities within the world within timeness, die Innerzeitkeit. The kind of time which is first found ontically in within timeness becomes the basis on which the ordinary traditional conception of time takes form. But time, as within timeness, arises from an essential kind of temporalizing of primordial temporality. The fact that this is its source tells us that the time, in which what is present at hand arises and passes away, is a genuine phenomenon of time. It is not an externalization of a qualitative time into space, as Bergson's interpretation of time, which is ontologically quite indefinite and inadequate, would have us believe. In working out the temporality of Dasein as everydayness, historicality, and within-timeness, we shall be getting for the first time a relentless insight into the complications of a primordial ontology of Dasein. As being in the world, Dasein exists factically with and alongside entities which it encounters within the world. Thus, Dasein's being becomes ontologically transparent in a comprehensive way only within the horizon in which the being of entities other than Dasein, and this means even of those which are neither ready to hand nor present at hand but just subsist, has been clarified. But if the variations of being are to be interpreted for everything of which we say it is, we need an idea of being in general, and this idea needs to have been adequately illumined in advance. So long as this idea is one at which we have not yet arrived, then the temporal analysis of Dasein, even if we repeat it, will remain incomplete and fraught with obscurities. We shall not go on to talk about the objective difficulties. The existential temporal analysis of Dasein demands, for its part, that it be repeated anew, within a framework in which the concept of being is discussed in principle. Chapter 4. Temporality and Everydayness. Section 67. The basic content of Dasein's existential constitution and a preliminary sketch of the temporal interpretation of it. Our preparatory analysis has made accessible a multiplicity of phenomena, and no matter how much we may concentrate on the foundational structural totality of care, these must not be allowed to vanish from our phenomenological purview. Far from excluding such a multiplicity, the primordial totality of Dasein's constitution as articulated demands it. The primordiality of a state of being does not coincide with the simplicity and uniqueness of an ultimate structural element. The ontological source of Dasein's being is not inferior to what springs from it, but towers above it in power from the outset. In the field of ontology, any springing from is degeneration. If we penetrate to the source, ontologically, we do not come to things which are ontically obvious for the common understanding, but the questionable character of everything obvious opens up for us. If we are to bring back into our phenomenological purview the phenomena at which we have arrived in our preparatory analysis, an allusion to the stages through which we have passed must be sufficient. Our definition of care emerged from our analysis of the disclosedness which constitutes the being of the there. The clarification of this phenomenon signified that we must give a provisional interpretation of being in the world, the basic state of Dasein. Our investigation set out to describe being in the world so that from the beginning we could secure an adequate phenomenological horizon, as opposed to those inappropriate and mostly inexplicit ways in which the nature of Dasein has been determined beforehand ontologically. Being in the world was first characterized with regard to the phenomenon of the world, and in our explication this was done by characterizing ontologically what is ready to hand and present at hand in the environment, and then bringing within the worldness into relief, so that by this the phenomenon of worldhood in general could be made visible. But understanding belongs essentially to disclosedness, and the structure of worldhood, significance, turned out to be bound up with that upon which understanding projects itself, namely that potentiality for being for the sake of which Dasein exists. The temporal interpretation of everyday Dasein must start with those structures in which disclosedness constitutes itself. Understanding, state of mind, falling, and discourse. The modes in which temporality temporalizes are to be laid bare with regard to these phenomena, and will give us a basis for defining the temporality of being in the world. This leads us back to the phenomenon of the world and permits us to delimit the specifically temporal problematic of worldhood. This must be confirmed by characterizing that kind of being in the world which in an everyday manner is closest to us, circumspective, falling concern. The temporality of this concern makes it possible for circumspection to be modified into a perceiving which looks at things, and the theoretical cognition which is grounded in such perceiving. The temporality of being in the world thus emerges, and it turns out, at the same time, to be the foundation for that spatiality which is specific for Dasein. We must also show the temporal constitution of disseverance and directionality. Taken as a whole, these analyses will reveal a possibility for the temporalizing of temporality, in which Dasein's inauthenticity is ontologically grounded. And they will lead us face to face with the question of how the temporal character of everydayness, the temporal meaning of the phrase proximally and for the most part, which we have been using constantly hitherto, is to be understood. By fixing upon this problem, we shall have made it plain that the clarification of this phenomenon, which we have so far attained, is insufficient, and we shall have shown the extent of this insufficiency. The present chapter is thus divided up as follows. The temporality of disclosedness in general, section 68. The temporality of being in the world and the problem of transcendence, section 69. The temporality of the spatiality characteristic of Dasein, section 70. The temporal meaning of Dasein's everydayness, section 71. Section 68. The temporality of disclosedness in general. Resoluteness, which we have characterized with regard to its temporal meaning, represents an authentic disclosedness of Dasein, a disclosedness which constitutes an entity of such a kind that, in existing, it can be its very there. Care has been characterized with regard to its temporal meaning, but only in its basic features. To exhibit its concrete temporal constitution means to give a temporal interpretation of the items of its structure, taking them each singly. Understanding, state of mind, falling, and discourse. Every understanding has its mood. Every state of mind is one in which one understands. The understanding which one has in such a state of mind has the character of falling. The understanding which has its mood attuned in falling articulates itself with relation to its intelligibility in discourse. The current temporal constitution of these phenomena leads back in each case to that one kind of temporality, which serves as such to guarantee the possibility that understanding, state of mind, falling, and discourse are united in their structure. A. The temporality of understanding. With the term understanding, we have in mind a fundamental existentiale, which is neither a definite species of cognition distinguished, let us say, from explaining and conceiving, nor any cognition at all in the sense of grasping something thematically. Understanding constitutes rather the being of the there in such a way that, on the basis of such understanding, a Dasein can, in existing, develop the different possibilities of sight, of looking around, sich umsehens, and of just looking. In all explanation, one uncovers understandingly that which one cannot understand. And all explanation is thus rooted in Dasein's primary understanding. If the term understanding is taken in a way which is primordially existential, it means to be projecting towards a potentiality for being for the sake of which any Dasein exists. In understanding, one's own potentiality for being is disclosed in such a way that one's Dasein always knows understandingly what it is capable of. It knows this, however, not by having discovered some fact, but by maintaining itself in an existentiel possibility. The kind of ignorance which corresponds to this does not consist in an absence or cessation of understanding, but must be regarded as a deficient mode of the projectedness of one's potentiality for being. Existence can be questionable. If it is to be possible for something to be in question, thus in Fragestehen, a disclosedness is needed. When one understands oneself projectively in an existentiel possibility, the future underlies this understanding, and it does so as a coming towards oneself out of that current possibility as which one's Dasein exists. The future makes ontologically possible an entity which is in such a way that it exists understandingly in its potentiality for being. Projection is basically futural. It does not primarily grasp the projected possibility thematically just by having it in view, but it throws itself into it as a possibility. In each case, Dasein is understandingly in the way that it can be. Resoluteness has turned out to be a kind of existing which is primordial and authentic. Proximally, and for the most part, to be sure, Dasein remains irresolute. That is to say, it remains closed off in its own most potentiality for being, to which it brings itself only when it has been individualized. This implies that temporality does not temporalize itself constantly out of the authentic future. This inconstancy, however, does not mean that temporality sometimes lacks a future, but rather that the temporalizing of the future takes various forms. To designate the authentic future terminologically, we have reserved the expression anticipation. This indicates that Dasein, existing authentically, lets itself come towards itself as its own most potentiality for being, that the future itself must first win itself, not from a present, but from the inauthentic future. If we are to provide a formally undifferentiated term for the future, we may use the one with which we have designated the first structural item of care, the ahead of itself. Factically, Dasein is constantly ahead of itself, but inconstantly anticipatory with regard to its existentiel possibility. How is the inauthentic future to be contrasted with this? Just as the authentic future is revealed in resoluteness, the inauthentic future, as an ecstatical mode, can reveal itself only if we go back ontologically from the inauthentic understanding of everyday concern to its existential temporal meaning. As care, Dasein is essentially ahead of itself. Proximally, and for the most part, concernful being in the world understands itself in terms of that with which it is concerned. Inauthentic understanding projects itself upon that with which one can concern oneself, or upon what is feasible, urgent, or indispensable in our everyday business. But that with which we concern ourselves is as it is for the sake of that potentiality for being which cares. This potentiality lets Dasein come towards itself in its concernful being alongside that with which it is concerned. Dasein does not come towards itself primarily in its own most non-relational potentiality for being, but it awaits this concernfully in terms of that which yields or denies the object of its concern. Dasein comes towards itself from that with which it concerns itself. The inauthentic future has the character of awaiting. One's concernful understanding of oneself as they-self in terms of what one does has its possibility based upon this ecstatical mode of the future. And only because factical Dasein is thus awaiting its potentiality for being, and is awaiting this potentiality in terms of that with which it concerns itself, can it expect anything and wait for it, erwarten und warten auf. In each case, some sort of awaiting must have disclosed the horizon and the range from which something can be expected. Expecting is founded upon awaiting, and is a mode of that future which temporalizes itself authentically as anticipation. Hence there lies in anticipation a more primordial being towards death than in the concernful expecting of it. Understanding as existing in the potentiality for being, however it may have been projected, is primarily futural, but it would not temporalize itself if it were not temporal, that is, determined with equal primordiality, by having been and by the present. The way in which the latter ecstasis helps constitute inauthentic understanding has already been made plain in a rough-and-ready fashion. Everyday concern understands itself in terms of that potentiality for being which confronts it as coming from its possible success or failure with regard to what its object of concern may be. Corresponding to the inauthentic future, awaiting, there is a special way of being alongside the things with which one concerns oneself. This way of being alongside is the present, the waiting towards. This ecstatical mode reveals itself if we adduce for comparison this very same ecstasis, but in the mode of authentic temporality. To the anticipation which goes with resoluteness, there belongs a present in accordance with which a resolution discloses the situation. In resoluteness, the present is not only brought back from distraction with the objects of one's closest concern, but it gets held in the future and in having been. That present, which is held in authentic temporality and which thus is authentic itself, we call the moment of vision. This term must be understood in the active sense as an ecstasis. It means the resolute rapture with which Dasein is carried away to whatever possibilities and circumstances are encountered in this situation as possible objects of concern, but a rapture which is held in resoluteness. The moment of vision is a phenomenon which, in principle, cannot be clarified in terms of the now, dem jetzt. The now is a temporal phenomenon which belongs to time as within timeness, the now in which something arises, passes away, or is present at hand. In the moment of vision, nothing can occur, but as an authentic present or waiting towards, the moment of vision permits us to encounter for the first time what can be in a time, as ready to hand or present at hand. In contradistinction to the moment of vision as the authentic present, we call the inauthentic present making present. Formally understood, every present is one which makes present, but not every present has the character of a moment of vision. When we use the expression making present without adding anything further, we always have in mind the inauthentic kind, which is irresolute and does not have the character of a moment of vision. Making present will become clear only in the light of the temporal interpretation of falling into the world of one's concern. Such falling has its existential meaning in making present. But insofar as the potentiality for being which is projected by inauthentic understanding is projected in terms of things with which one can be concerned, this means that such understanding temporalizes itself in terms of making present. The moment of vision, however, temporalizes itself in quite the opposite manner, in terms of the authentic future. In authentic understanding temporalizes itself as an awaiting which makes present, Gegenwärtigen des Gewärtigen, an awaiting to whose ecstatical unity there must belong a corresponding having been. The authentic coming towards itself of anticipatory resoluteness is at the same time a coming back to one's ownmost self, which has been thrown into its individualization. This ecstasis makes it possible for Dasein to be able to take over resolutely that entity which it already is. In anticipating, Dasein brings itself again forth into its ownmost potentiality for being. If being as having been is authentic, we call it repetition. But when one projects oneself inauthentically towards those possibilities which have been drawn from the object of concern in making it present, this is possible only because Dasein has forgotten itself in its ownmost thrown potentiality for being. This forgetting is not nothing, nor is it just a failure to remember. It is rather a positive, ecstatical mode of one's having been, a mode with a character of its own. The ecstasis, rapture, of forgetting, has the character of backing away in the face of one's ownmost being, and of doing so in a manner which is closed off from itself. In such a manner, indeed, that this backing away closes off ecstatically that in the face of which one is backing away, and thereby closes itself off too. having forgotten Vergessenheit as an inauthentic way of having been, is thus related to that throne being which is one's own. It is the temporal meaning of that being in accordance with which I am, proximally and for the most part, as having been. Only on the basis of such forgetting can anything be retained, behalten, by the concernful making present which awaits. And what are thus retained are entities encountered within the world, with a character other than that of Dasein. To such retaining there corresponds a non-retaining, which presents us with a kind of forgetting in a derivative sense. Just as expecting is possible only on the basis of awaiting, remembering is possible only on that of forgetting, and not vice versa. For in the mode of having forgotten, one's having been discloses primarily the horizon into which a Dasein, lost in the superficiality of its object of concern, can bring itself by remembering. The awaiting which forgets and makes present is an ecstatical unity in its own right, in accordance with which inauthentic understanding temporalizes itself with regard to its temporality. The unity of these ecstasies closes off one's authentic potentiality for being, and is thus the existential condition for the possibility of irresoluteness. Though inauthentic concernful understanding determines itself in the light of making present the object of concern, the temporalizing of the understanding is performed primarily in the future. B. The temporality of state of mind. Understanding is never free-floating, but always goes with some state of mind. The there gets equiprimordially disclosed by one's mood in every case, or gets closed off by it. Having a mood brings Dasein face to face with its thrownness in such a manner that this thrownness is not known as such, but disclosed far more primordially in how one is. Existentially being thrown means finding oneself in some state of mind or other. One's state of mind is therefore based upon thrownness. My mood represents whatever may be the way in which I am primarily the entity that has been thrown. How does the temporal constitution of having a mood let itself be made visible? How will the ecstatical unity of one's current temporality give any insight into the existential connection between one's state of mind and one's understanding? One's mood discloses in the manner of turning thither or turning away from one's own Dasein. Bringing Dasein face to face with the that it is of its own thrownness, whether authentically revealing it or inauthentically covering it up, becomes existentially possible only if Dasein's being, by its very meaning, constantly is as having been. The been is not what first brings one face to face with the thrown entity which one is oneself, but the ecstasis of the being is what first makes it possible to find oneself in the way of having a state of mind. Understanding is grounded primarily in the future. One's state of mind, however, temporalizes itself primarily in having been. Moods temporalize themselves, that is, their specific ecstasis belongs to a future and a present, in such a way, indeed, that these equiprimordial ecstasies are modified by having been. We have emphasized that while moods, of course, are ontically well known to us, bekannt, they are not recognized, erkannt, in their primordial existential function. They are regarded as fleeting experiences which color one's whole psychical condition. Anything which is observed to have the character of turning up and disappearing in a fleeting manner belongs to the primordial constancy of existence. But all the same, what should moods have in common with time? That these experiences come and go, that they run their course in time, is a trivial thing to establish. Certainly, and indeed this can be established in an ontico-psychological manner. Our task, however, is to exhibit the ontological structure of having a mood in its existential temporal constitution. And of course this is proximally just a matter of first making the temporality of moods visible. The thesis that one's state of mind is grounded primarily in having been means that the existentially basic character of moods lies in bringing one back to something. This bringing back does not first produce a having been, but in any state of mind, some mode of having been is made manifest for existential analysis. So if we are to interpret states of mind temporally, Our aim is not one of deducing moods from temporality and dissolving them into pure phenomena of temporalizing. All we have to do is to demonstrate that, except on the basis of temporality, moods are not possible in what they signify in an existentiel way, or in how they signify it. Our temporal interpretation will restrict itself to the phenomena of fear and anxiety, which we have already analyzed in a preparatory manner. We shall begin our analysis by exhibiting the temporality of fear. Fear has been characterized as an inauthentic state of mind. To what extent does the existential meaning which makes such a state of mind possible lie in what has been? Which mode of this ecstasis designates the specific temporality of fear? Fear is a fearing in the face of something threatening, of something which is detrimental to Dasein's factical potentiality for being, and which brings itself close in the way we have described, within the range of the ready-to-hand and the present-at-hand with which we concern ourselves. Fearing discloses something threatening, and it does so by way of everyday circumspection. A subject which merely beholds would never be able to discover anything of the sort. But if something is disclosed when one fears in the face of it, is not this disclosure a letting something come towards oneself? Ein auf sich zukommen lassen. Has not fear been rightly defined as the expectation of some oncoming evil, eines ankommenden Übels, malum futurum? Is not the primary meaning of fear the future, and least of all, one's having been? Not only does fearing relate itself to something future in the signification of something which first comes on in time, but this self-relating is itself futural in the primordially temporal sense. All this is incontestable. Manifestly an awaiting is one of the things that belong to the existential temporal constitution of fear. But proximally, this just means that the temporality of fear is one that is inauthentic. Is fearing in the face of something merely an expecting of something threatening which is coming on? Such an expectation need not be fear already, and it is so far from being fear that the specific character which fear as a mood possesses is missing. This character lies in the fact that in fear the awaiting lets what is threatening come back, zurückkommen, to one's factically concernful potentiality for being. Only if that to which this comes back is already ecstatically open, can that which threatens be awaited right back to the entity which I myself am. Only so can my Dasein be threatened. The awaiting which fears is one which is afraid for itself. That is to say, fearing in the face of something is in each case a fearing about. Therein lies the character of fear as mood and as affect. When one's being in the world has been threatened and it concerns itself with the ready-to-hand, it does so as a factical potentiality for being of its own. In the face of this potentiality, one backs away in bewilderment, and this kind of forgetting oneself is what constitutes the existential temporal meaning of fear. Aristotle rightly defines fear as a kind of depression or bewilderment. This depression forces Dasein back to its thrownness, but in such a way that this thrownness gets quite closed off. The bewilderment is based upon a forgetting. When one forgets and backs away in the face of a factical potentiality for being which is resolute, one clings to those possibilities of self-preservation and evasion which one has already discovered circumspectively beforehand. When concern is afraid, it leaps from next to next because it forgets itself and therefore does not take hold of any definite possibility. Every possible possibility offers itself, and this means that the impossible ones do so too. The man who fears does not stop with any of these. His environment does not disappear, but it is encountered without his knowing his way about in it any longer. This bewildered making present of the first thing that comes into one's head is something that belongs with forgetting oneself in fear. It is well known, for instance, that the inhabitants of a burning house will often save the most indifferent things that are most closely ready to hand. When one has forgotten oneself, and makes present a jumble of hovering possibilities, One thus makes possible that bewilderment which goes to make up the mood character of fear. The having forgotten which goes with such bewilderment modifies the awaiting to and gives it the character of a depressed or bewildered awaiting, which is distinct from any pure expectation. The specific ecstatical unity which makes it existentially possible to be afraid temporalizes itself primarily out of the kind of forgetting characterized above, which, as a mode of having been, modifies its present and its future in their own temporalizing. The temporality of fear is a forgetting which awaits and makes present. The common sense interpretation of fear, taking its orientation from what we encounter within the world, seeks in the first instance to designate the oncoming evil as that in the face of which we fear, and correspondingly to define our relation to this evil as one of expecting. Anything else which belongs to the phenomenon remains a feeling of pleasure or displeasure. How is the temporality of anxiety related to that of fear? We have called the phenomenon of anxiety a basic state of mind. Anxiety brings Dasein face to face with its own most being thrown and reveals the uncanniness of everyday familiar being in the world. Anxiety, like fear, has its character formally determined by something in the face of which one is anxious and something about which one is anxious. But our analysis has shown that these two phenomena coincide. This does not mean that their structural characters are melted away into one another, as if anxiety were anxious neither in the face of anything nor about anything. Their coinciding means rather that the entity by which both these structures are filled in, das sie erfüllende Seiende, is the same, namely Dasein. In particular, that in the face of which one has anxiety is not encountered as something definite with which one can concern oneself. The threatening does not come from what is ready to hand or present at hand, but rather from the fact that neither of these says anything any longer. Environmental entities no longer have any involvement. The world in which I exist has sunk into insignificance, and the world which is thus disclosed is one in which entities can be freed only in the character of having no involvement. Anxiety is anxious in the face of the nothing of the world. But this does not mean that in anxiety we experience something like the absence of what is present at hand within the world. The present at hand must be encountered in just such a way that it does not have any involvement whatsoever, but can show itself in an empty mercilessness. This implies, however, that our concernful awaiting finds nothing in terms of which it might be able to understand itself. It clutches at the nothing of the world. But when our understanding has come up against the world, it is brought to being in the world as such through anxiety. Being in the world, however, is both what anxiety is anxious in the face of and what it is anxious about. To be anxious in the face of does not have the character of an expecting or of any kind of awaiting. That in the face of which one has anxiety is indeed already there, namely Dasein itself. In that case, does not anxiety get constituted by a future? Certainly, but not by the inauthentic future of awaiting. Anxiety discloses an insignificance of the world, and this insignificance reveals the nullity of that with which one can concern oneself, or, in other words, the impossibility of projecting oneself upon a potentiality for being which belongs to existence and which is founded primarily upon one's objects of concern. The revealing of this impossibility, however, signifies that one is letting the possibility of an authentic potentiality for being be lit up. What is the temporal meaning of this revealing? Anxiety is anxious about naked Dasein as something that has been thrown into uncanniness. It brings one back to the pure that it is of one's own most individualized thrownness. This bringing back has neither the character of an evasive forgetting nor that of a remembering. But just as little does anxiety imply that one has already taken over one's existence into one's resolution, and done so by a repeating. On the contrary, anxiety brings one back to one's thrownness as something possible which can be repeated. And in this way it also reveals the possibility of an authentic potentiality for being, a potentiality which must, in repeating, come back to its throne there, but come back as something future which comes towards, zukünftiges. The character of having been is constitutive for the state of mind of anxiety, and bringing one face to face with repeatability is the specific ecstatical mode of this character. The forgetting which is constitutive for fear bewilders Dasein and lets it drift back and forth between worldly possibilities which it has not seized upon. In contrast to this making present which is not held on to, the present of anxiety is held on to when one brings oneself back to one's own most thrownness. The existential meaning of anxiety is such that it cannot lose itself in something with which it might be concerned. If anything like this happens in a similar state of mind, this is fear, which the everyday understanding confuses with anxiety. But even though the present of anxiety is held on to, it does not as yet have the character of the moment of vision, which temporalizes itself in a resolution. Anxiety merely brings one into the mood for a possible resolution. The present of anxiety holds the moment of vision at the ready, auf dem Sprung. As such a moment, it itself and only itself is possible. The temporality of anxiety is peculiar, for anxiety is grounded primordially in having been, and only out of this do the future and the present temporalize themselves. In this peculiar temporality is demonstrated the possibility of that power which is distinctive for the mood of anxiety. In this, Dasein is taken all the way back to its naked uncanniness and becomes fascinated by it. This fascination, however, not only takes Dasein back from its worldly possibilities, but at the same time gives it the possibility of an authentic potentiality for being. Yet neither of these moods, fear and anxiety, ever occurs just isolated in the stream of experiences. Each of them determines an understanding or determines itself in terms of one. Fear is occasioned by entities with which we concern ourselves environmentally. Anxiety, however, springs from Dasein itself. When fear assails us, it does so from what is within the world. Anxiety arises out of being in the world, as throne, being towards death. When understood temporally, this mounting of anxiety out of Dasein means that the future and the present of anxiety temporalize themselves out of a primordial being as having been in the sense of bringing us back to repeatability. But anxiety can mount authentically only in a Dasein which is resolute. He who is resolute knows no fear, but he understands the possibility of anxiety as the possibility of the very mood which neither inhibits nor bewilders him. Anxiety liberates from possibilities which count for nothing, nichtigen, and lets him become free for those which are authentic. Although both fear and anxiety as modes of state of mind are grounded primarily in having been, they each have different sources with regard to their own temporalization in the temporality of care. Anxiety springs from the future of resoluteness, while fear springs from the lost present, of which fear is fearfully apprehensive, so that it falls prey to it more than ever. But may not the thesis of the temporality of moods hold only for those phenomena which we have selected for our analysis? How is a temporal meaning to be found in the pallid lack of mood which dominates the grey everyday through and through? And how about the temporality of such moods and affects as hope, joy, enthusiasm, gaiety? Not only fear and anxiety, but other moods are founded existentially upon one's having been. This becomes plain if we merely mention such phenomena as satiety, sadness, melancholy, and desperation. Of course, these must be interpreted on the broader basis of an existential analytic of Dasein that has been well worked out. But even a phenomenon like hope, which seems to be founded wholly upon the future, must be analyzed in much the same way as fear. Hope has sometimes been characterized as the expectation of a bonum futurum, to distinguish it from fear, which relates itself to a malum futurum. But what is decisive for the structure of hope as a phenomenon is not so much the futural character of that to which it relates itself, but rather the existential meaning of hoping itself. Even here, its character as a mood lies primarily in hoping as hoping for something for oneself, für sich erhoffen. He who hopes takes himself with him into his hope, as it were, and brings himself up against what he hopes for. But this presupposes that he has somehow arrived at himself. To say that hope brings alleviation, erleichtert from depressing misgivings, means merely that even hope, as a state of mind, is still related to our burdens, and related in the mode of being as having been. Such a mood of elation, or better, one which elates, is ontologically possible only if Dasein has an extatico-temporal relation to the throne ground of itself. Furthermore, the pallid lack of mood, indifference, which is addicted to nothing and has no urge for anything, and which abandons itself to whatever the day may bring, yet in so doing takes everything along with it in a certain manner, demonstrates most penetratingly the power of forgetting in the everyday mode of that concern which is closest to us. Just living along, das Dahinleben, in a way which lets everything be as it is based on forgetting and abandoning oneself to one's thrownness. It has the ecstatical meaning of an inauthentic way of having been. Indifference, which can go along with busying oneself head over heels, must be sharply distinguished from equanimity. This latter mood springs from resoluteness, which in a moment of vision looks at those situations which are possible in one's potentiality for being a whole as disclosed in our anticipation of, zum, death. Only an entity which in accordance with the meaning of its being finds itself in a state of mind, sich befindet, that is to say, an entity which in existing is as already having been, and which exists in a constant mode of what has been, can become affected. Ontologically, such affection presupposes making present, and indeed in such a manner that in this making present, Dasein can be brought back to itself as something that has been. It remains a problem in itself to define ontologically the way in which the senses can be stimulated or touched in something that merely has life, and how and where the being of animals, for instance, is constituted by some kind of time. C. The temporality of falling. In our temporal interpretation of understanding and state of mind, we not only have come up against a primary ecstasis for each of these phenomena, but at the same time we have always come up against temporality as a whole. Just as understanding is made possible primarily by the future, and moods are made possible by having been, the third constitutive item in the structure of care, namely falling, has its existential meaning in the present. Our preparatory analysis of falling began with an interpretation of idle talk, curiosity, and ambiguity. In the temporal analysis of falling, we shall take the same course, but we shall restrict our investigation to a consideration of curiosity. For here, the specific temporality of falling is most easily seen. Our analysis of idle talk and ambiguity, however, presupposes our having already clarified the temporal constitution of discourse and of explanation, interpretation. Curiosity is a distinctive tendency of Dasein's being, in accordance with which Dasein concerns itself with a potentiality for seeing. Like the concept of sight, seeing will not be restricted to awareness through the eyes of the body. Awareness, in the broader sense, lets what is ready to hand and what is present at hand be encountered bodily in themselves with regard to the way they look. Letting them be thus encountered is grounded in a present. This present gives us, in general, the ecstatical horizon within which entities can have bodily presence. Curiosity, however, does not make present the present at hand in order to tarry alongside it and understand it. It seeks to see only in order to see and to have seen. As this making present, which gets entangled in itself, curiosity has an ecstatical unity with a corresponding future and a corresponding having been. The craving for the new is, of course, a way of proceeding towards something not yet seen, but in such a manner that the making present seeks to extricate itself from awaiting. Curiosity is futural in a way which is altogether inauthentic, and in such a manner, moreover, that it does not await a possibility, but, in its craving, just desires such a possibility as something that is actual. Curiosity gets constituted by a making present which is not held onto, but which in merely making present thereby seeks constantly to run away from the awaiting in which it is nevertheless held, though not held onto. The present arises or leaps away from the awaiting which belongs to it, and does so in the sense of running away from it, as we have just emphasized. But the making present which leaps away